content of this program is for people who are blind and print impaired. Hello, this is Ricky Gibbs for the North Carolina Reading Service, and this is Restaurant Reviews. For the next half hour, I'll be reading to you from the News and Observer, NC Triangle Dining, a restaurant, food, and drink blog in Raleigh, Durham, Cary, and Chapel Hill, Bites of Bull City, a blog started by a local Durham foodie and writer, serving as an outlet to help residents and visitors keep track of Durham's ever-expanding food scene, and the Triangle Food Blog, a hobby blog that helps locals keep up with the latest Triangle restaurant news. Up first, from the News and Observer, meet the 10 vendors of the Johnston County Food Hall that's scheduled to open soon. This was published August 2nd and written by Drew Jackson. David Chang's chicken sandwich shop, Fuku, headlines a new roster of opening vendors at Johnston County's Old North State Food Hall. Built in a former J.R. Cigars warehouse in Selma, the Old North State Food Hall will have 10 opening vendors, plus a craft beer bar in a 15,000-square-foot space off of Interstate 95. Travel plazas notwithstanding, the project bills itself as the first interstate food hall in the nation. Owners are eyeing a late summer opening. Of the opening vendors, most come from food truck or established restaurant brands in North Carolina, with Fuku standing out as the splashiest name in the roster. Here's the lineup of food hall vendors. Aroma de Cuba. Expanding from the popular Johnston County food truck, Aroma de Cuba will serve Cuban sandwiches, plantain chips, empanadas, and potent Cuban coffee. Barley and Burger. Founded in Rocky Mount from owners Brandon Clark, Travis Ellis, and best-selling author Itaf Rum, this burger brand builds gourmet flavors on a bun. Bean and Bubble. The first project from Sophia Wu since leaving Mofo Shop, Bean and Bubble brings coffee, boba tea, and poke bowls to the food hall. Buttercream. This is the hall's ice cream shop and cookie bar. Cuckadoodle Moo. One of the Triangle's most popular food trucks joins the food hall, serving barbecue, sandwiches, wings, and fries. Curry in a Hurry. This popular Triangle food truck opened its first brick-and-mortar location in Raleigh's Morgan Street Food Hall. Now owner and chef Alaska Sutri expands to Johnston County with a menu of curries, kati rolls, and crispy samosas. Fuku. A chicken sandwich brand from Momofuku founder David Chang, Fuku serves fried chicken sandos with waffle fries. The brand is founded in New York, but has spread throughout the country with standalone locations, stadium vendors, and ghost kitchens in California, Texas, Georgia, and Kentucky. Luna Pizza. This pizzeria from Greenville features Neapolitan-style pies with blistered crusts, plus salads and desserts. The Mac House. Founded in North Raleigh, this mac and cheese bar bakes up special takes on the comfort food favorite. Look for buffalo chicken mac and cheese, Caribbean jerk, bacon and truffle, or specials like bacon poutine. My Kilio Taqueria. This New Hampshire taqueria heads south for the brand's second location. Owned by Selma Group Adventure Development, the Old North State Food Hall will be managed by Hospitality HQ, a national brand that specializes in operating food halls. We are excited to introduce a collection of global cuisines from renowned chefs and thriving small business owners to this growing region, said Hospitality HQ owner Akhtar Nawab in a release. The project has been in the works since 2019, but has been delayed through the COVID pandemic. Now the food hall build-out is complete. We cannot wait for guests to experience ONSFH as a convivial gathering place for members of our local community and as a fresh food destination for travelers along the interstates, said Adventure Development President Kevin Doherty in a release. Also from the News and Observer, it's very heartbreaking. Briar Creek loses its longtime steakhouse. This is published August 4th and written by Drew Jackson. Over the weekend, the Triangle's only Brazilian steakhouse closed for good. Ending a 16-year run in Briar Creek, Brasa Brazilian Steakhouse announced the closing on its social media accounts. Owner Paimon Bazuband said the restaurant remained successful, but a long-term lease wasn't offered. "It's very heartbreaking," Bazuband said in a phone interview. "Briar Creek wanted change. They would not renew my option because they said they want a different look for the shopping center and a different style of food." Bazuband has been a prolific restaurateur in the Triangle for nearly 30 years and opened the area's first Brazilian steakhouse, Rio Churrascaria, in 2004. He also owns Crazy Fire Mongolian Grill and previously owned Red Monkey Tavern in Crabtree Valley Mall. Brasa opened in 2006 in the newly built Briar Creek Commons, offering all-you-can-eat grilled steak carved tableside from skewers. Bazuband said the restaurant remained successful through its nearly two-decade run, making $4 million last year. But Brasa's lease ended 18 months ago and has been operating on short-term extensions since. Bazuband said he was offered an option to keep the space if he changed the restaurant concept. "Why would I want a different style of restaurant, something else, and not the concept I had?" Bazuband said. "You don't walk away from a $4 million business." Briar Creek Commons is owned by Charlotte-based American Asset Corporation. A call to the Briar Creek owner requesting comment was not returned Tuesday. Instead of signing another short-term lease extension for Brasa, Bazuband elected to close the restaurant abruptly. He announced the closing on the restaurant's Facebook page with an image of the front door and the message, "Brasa is permanently closing due to the inability to renew our lease, attributable to the landlord not liking the Brazilian concept in their shopping center. We will miss you." The post revealed an enormous and passionate following of Brasa fans, collecting more than 2,600 shares and comments, including some calling it the best restaurant in Briar Creek. "We have a lot of followers and loyal customers," Bazuband said. "I wanted to explain to them what happened and why we closed. It's very heartbreaking." Our next article is from Bites of Bull City. Little Barb's Bakery opens in the Durham Food Hall. This was published July 11th and was attributed to Magnolia Writing. Little Barb's Bakery is located at 530 Foster Street, Suite 1 in Durham, and their phone number is 931-644-4048. What began as a fun family hobby became a business built on passion for local baker Barbara Barb Negro, who, after a year of showcasing her creative cakes and pastries out of her home bakery, will become a more fixed part of the Durham community as the newest addition to the Durham Food Hall. Learn more about what Barb's inspiring story is and what kind of sweet treats Little Barb's Bakery has in store. Barb was born in St. Louis, Missouri, to parents of Cuban and Italian descent, and was raised in the small town of Livingston, Tennessee. She comes from a large family, the youngest of nine siblings, and her love for baking began while watching her grandmother perfect her iconic zucchini bread recipe and sneaking dough while her mother made chocolate chip cookies from scratch. By age nine, Barb was making cookies every night for all her siblings. In 2016, her father opened a local pizzeria called Big Tony's Pizza and crowned his youngest daughter lead pizza maker. Barb would come in hours before opening to make fresh cannoli cake. "Being my father's right hand during the construction of our pizzeria really gave me a deep appreciation for the hospitality industry and sparked a fire I didn't quite know was there," Barb shares. Now, years later, she is following in her parents' footsteps by opening her food-related small business with a nod in the name to her parents' pizzeria and to her grandmother, whom she's named after. Barb officially opened her home bakery business in August 2021. Prior, she worked in the health field as a CNA for 3 years to gain hours to attend physician's assistant school, but unfortunately did not get in. At the time, she was working through COVID at Duke University Hospital, lost her beloved grandmother in January 2021, and lost a good friend in an accident after that. Continuing to go through the motions after so much loss didn't feel right, so she made the difficult decision to quit. While at the time I was sweating the thought of paying rent each month and just basically affording to live, I don't regret my decision. If there's one thing I've learned about living in Durham for the past 2 years, it's that there's always another opportunity around the corner, and it's usually a better one, Barb says. In the summer of 2021, she made a peanut butter chocolate cake for her friend's birthday in Richmond, Virginia. Each time I stepped away after frosting, adding the drip, and piping the swirls, I would snap a picture and send it to my close friends and family. Their response was incredible. It gave me a sense of direction I was so badly longing for, she shares. When I took the cake out at the party, everyone asked where I bought it from and were shocked when I told them I made it. She then posted the cake to Instagram and got even more positive feedback. This got her wheels turning. Weeks later, Barb was asked to make treats for another friend's birthday and made three: cookies and cream cake, banana pudding, and key lime cheesecake bites. She couldn't wait to keep sharing this joy and sweetness with more people and branded her Instagram at Little Barb's Bakery, setting her business into motion. The beauty of her business is that all orders have basically come from word of mouth. Because of Barb's connection at the hospital and support of coworkers, she was able to start off with a great client base grown from there. After making a creepy Halloween-themed brain cake for former coworkers, she caught the eye of Danielle Watts, one of the directors at the Durham Food Hall. Danielle, who was at the party and inquired about the maker of the cake, followed up to ask if Barb would be interested in hearing more about a space opening up in the hall. Barb was in disbelief, but here was the opportunity she was waiting for. At the hall, Barb is especially excited to showcase her cheesecake bars and bites with unique flavors like creme brulee, which are always a hit. She's also excited for the cannoli chips, which she plans to roll out soon. The cannoli cream recipe is straight from her grandmother. Other fan favorites that will be staples at the hall include homemade Pop-Tarts, brownies, and cinnamon rolls. She is also ready to present different cake options to enjoy, like Instagram-worthy slices and cake sickles. There will be a selection of gluten-free and vegan options, which will continue to grow as the weeks go on and Barb gauges demand and works on perfecting more recipes. At Little Barb's spot, you'll find a display case packed with all these delicious individual treats. Bulk orders are welcomed as well, especially custom cakes. Barb will also be available for catering events, weddings, and more. Barb's love of baking and the ability it gave her to express herself drove her to develop her skills as a self-trained baker. She is completely self-taught and creates desserts she's passionate about, bringing her own flair and creativity to each piece. Part of her vision is to create a friendly neighborhood bakery for cake lovers to come and get the cakes of their dreams and to enjoy and be inspired by beautiful desserts of all kinds. Little Barb's Bakery will officially open inside the Durham Food Hall in July 13th, 2022. Hours will be Monday through Thursday, 12:30 to 9 p.m., Friday, 12:30 to 10 p.m., Saturday, 10 a.m. to 10 p.m., and Sunday, 12:30 to 9 p.m. Little Barb's Bakery is located at 530 Foster Street, Suite 1 in Durham, and their phone number is 931-644-4048. Next, from NC Triangle Dining, Mitch's Tavern in Raleigh is back with authority and better than ever. This was written by Ron Wynn and published on July 19th. Mitch's Tavern is located at 2426 Hillsborough Street in Raleigh. Their phone number is 984-200-0526. When I first got to Raleigh back in 2007, there wasn't a ton of good eating and bar options like there are today. Pretty much most of the places I hung out at would be considered Raleigh classics now. One Raleigh classic that recently reopened is the OG Mitch's Tavern. Located on Hillsborough Street in the heart of NC State's campus, Mitch's has been a longtime favorite bar to grab a beer and a bite. But during the pandemic, they had to shut down for over 2 years before reopening in May of 2022. I dropped in to revisit this historic bar and to see how it's held up. The first thing you'll notice is the narrow doorway and stairs that lead up to the main dining room and bar area. As you can guess, there's a lot of polished woods, basic bar stools, and paraphernalia lining the space. From a swordfish hanging overhead to a vintage bicycle placed next to a carved deer piece, the decor is quirky and probably full of stories at Mitch's Tavern. A pool room has been refreshed with a classic red table, and the small Juliet balcony up front still looks out onto the old Mitch's Tavern sign. If you're a fan of the 1988 baseball movie Bull Durham, you'll recognize the space for the hilarious bar scene when Crash Davis and Nuke LaLoosh first meet. I've heard that they will be bringing in some memorabilia to further commemorate the role that Mitch's Tavern played in that movie. Mitch's Tavern is still working on its food menu, but there will be a small assortment of affordable sandwiches, salads, and bites. In another pleasant twist, Mitch's Tavern owns the first floor space that held the long-defunct vintage grill. Forgotten for decades, the space is being cleaned and refurbished for private events and parties. It's another classic and cool spot. Check out the quick tour I did of the space during opening week. Overall, it's great to see Mitch's Tavern back open on Hillsborough Street. It's a classic spot that holds many memories for the Wolfpack crowd and Raleighites. It's wonderful to see the place back in business after the pandemic. Here's to making more memories at this classic Raleigh bar for the years ahead. Mitch's Tavern is located at 2426 Hillsborough Street in Raleigh. Their phone number is 984-200-0526. And also from NC Triangle Dining, Thai 54 Morrisville, delivering tasty Thai food that covers many options. This was written by Ron Nguyen and published on July 14th. Thai 54 is located at 10290 Chapel Hill Road, Suite 100 in Morrisville. Their phone number is 919-443-8038. As a fan of Thai food, the Triangle has certainly had its ups and downs with the cuisine. There were times when we had a few good Thai restaurants, and other times when we didn't have many worthwhile options. Given the uniqueness of the cuisine and its melange of sweet, sour, spicy, and savory flavors, I get cravings from time to time and am willing to travel a bit to find good Thai eats. Some recent exploration led me to the relatively new Thai 54 in Morrisville, which has been pretty good so far. Here's what to expect when you visit. Located in the newer Greenwood Village Plaza off of Chapel Hill Road, Thai 54 sits in the back in a brick-faced storefront. The dining space inside is pretty humble, orange paint, metal stacking chairs along with some children's toys. Thai 54 is family-run, so something you'll run into a younger family member hanging out in the dining room. Thai 54's menu can be found online. They have a chalkboard specials menu in the back, along with a lunch menu for Monday through Friday. The menu spans the usual Thai stir-fries, curries, and noodles, but also adds some sushi options. I'm pretty sure Thai 54 is related to Thai 55 out in South Durham, but with different chefs, so you'll get a different menu. Over the course of a couple of meals, I've had a chance to dabble a bit, but it's been very tasty overall. The Tom Kha soup starter is quite good. Clean, with some spicy notes and complexity, they use a bit of lemongrass in it, which is a nice touch. For appetizers, the Thai angel wings are quite good. A boneless chicken drumstick is stuffed with pork, mushrooms, onions, glass noodles, and then deep fried. Served with some sweet and sour sauce, it is a solid appetizer. And the shrimp in blanket is a similar deal, stuffed with ground chicken and fried up in a wonton wrapper. Nicely done and a good starter. For the mains, Thai 54 Pad Thai is solid. Thin rice sticks served with a decent amount of heat and tamarind fruit flavor. It's a pretty basic presentation, but flavorful version. And the Thai crispy ginger catfish is a classic meal choice for me. Fish fillets are lightly fried and drizzled in a lighter, gingery soy-based sauce and served with white rice. I liked this version, but probably prefer the way it's prepared at the sister restaurant, Thai 55. Service at Thai 54 has been solid for me, but like many Thai restaurants I've been to over the years, it's relaxed. So don't be in too much of a hurry. Overall, I'm pretty happy with Thai 54, although it falls a bit short of my current favorite, Thai Station in Carrboro. While you'll get good Thai cuisine here, the environment and ambiance is pretty basic, so it's all about the food at Thai 54. Enjoy! Thai 54 is located at 10290 Chapel Hill Road, Suite 100 in Morrisville, and their phone number is 919-443-8038. And going back to articles from the News and Observer, a Winston-Salem dining institution will open its first Raleigh location in North Hills. This was published July 19th and written by Drew Jackson. A major North Carolina restaurant brand is the first dining project to join an expanding North Hills in Raleigh. Village Tavern, which opened its first restaurant in Winston-Salem more than 30 years ago, announced this week that it will add a new location in North Hills' new Main District. This will be the fifth Village Tavern to open in North Carolina, following two restaurants in Winston-Salem, plus locations in Charlotte and Greensboro. Other Village Tavern locations are mostly in the southeast states like Florida and Alabama, as well as a western outpost in Arizona. Village Tavern founder Scott Richardson said Raleigh was always on the company's mind for a location, but that it took more than a decade to find a spot. "We have always wanted to go to Raleigh. It's a natural extension for us," Richardson said in a release. "We have waited patiently, looking for the perfect site in Raleigh for 15 years, and we are beyond excited to be in North Hills, an exceptional place for people to gather. The synergy between Kane Realty, North Hills, and Village Tavern is a perfect fit." At 38 years old, the Village Tavern is a triad institution, serving a menu of Americana like nachos and burgers and steaks and seafood. By joining North Hills, Village Tavern continues the restaurant expansion trend coming out of the pandemic, with suburban developments grabbing the second or fourth or ninth locations of popular brands. The North Hills Main District is currently under construction, looking to add 100,000 square feet of retail and dining. The project is slated to open next spring. "We are thrilled to welcome Village Tavern to North Hills," said North Hills developer John Kane in a release. "Village Tavern will be an outstanding addition to Raleigh, as well as a great amenity for patrons, office tenants, and residents of the Main District expansion project. Look for an open concept kitchen and a large outdoor dining space on the ground floor level of the 12-story development. For more information on Village Tavern, visit villagetavern.com." And from the News and Observer, the much-anticipated funky and fiery Asian restaurant Krill debuts this weekend. This was published July 22nd and written by Drew Jackson. Krill is located at 506 Ramsar Street in Durham, and their phone number is 984-257-3165. Promising a bit of fire and funk, the Pan-Asian restaurant Krill opens Friday in Durham. The latest project from prolific restaurateur Georgios Bakastas, Krill is a menu meant for sharing, serving small plates and giant entrees to pass around. The restaurant opens at 506 Ramsar Street in Durham near Ponosaurus Brewing. "I have a great love affair for Southeast Asian cultures, which are so vibrant and alive in their flavors," Bakastas said. "Krill represents something so small in the universe that gives us so much." Busy year for Bakastas. Krill became the first of Bakastas' many planned restaurants to open in 2022. Later this year, he'll add a Wilmington location of his Greek taverna, Kipos, plus two other projects in Raleigh's North Hills, followed by East End Bistro, a new French restaurant opening in Raleigh. Jason Lawless, the longtime chef of Bacchus' Parizade, is Krill's chef and partner. Originally from Texas, Lawless cooked in some of New York's finest kitchens in the early 2000s, working for chefs like Greg Kuntz, Floyd Cardos, and Alain Ducasse. Cardos and Kuntz, two of New York's most influential chefs of their generation, both passed away in March of 2020. With them, Lawless said he learned how to build flavors with toasted spices and aromatic herbs. The thing with Gray, everyone had chili, acid, and sugar. He was always searching for how many levels of flavor he could add to a dish, Lawless said. The Krill menu is built with lemongrass and tamarind and lime and coconut milk, flavors Lawless said he's always wanted to build a restaurant around. This kind of food is good for the soul, Lawless said. All of the flavors, this food, it's that alive. The Krill menu is divided into chilled and hot small plates, noodle bowls, versions of fried rice, and larger entrees. Look for a daily ceviche topped with mint and coriander seeds, a classic sour and sweet green papaya salad, fried Peking duck lumpia rolls, tamarind pork ribs, dumplings with shrimp and pork, and a wok-fried whole fish, its skin scored and crisped in oil. On the bar side, there's a Krill version of the Singapore Sling, a sake selection, local North Carolina beer, and the Japanese lager Sapporo. One dish that took me by surprise is the uni udon mussels dish with uni butter, Bacostas said. It felt like a sophisticated blend of French and Asian flavors, the Thai basil, sake, and the scallions. A place for Krill. One morning before the pandemic, Lawless said he got a text from Bacostas with an address and an ask to meet him at the space. I said, "This is it," Lawless said of the Krill space. The restaurant will be somewhat smaller than many of Bacostas' projects, with less than 50 dining room seats, but more space at a bar, a dozen-seat chef's table, and an outdoor patio. Lawless will pull double duty, remaining executive chef at Parizade while also leading Krill. The two restaurants represent something of a split in dining in recent years, with Lawless wearing a white chef's coat in the white tablecloth Parizade and changing into a t-shirt and hat, a uniform he says matches Krill's vibe. It's just more of a kind of playful restaurant, Lawless said. The Krill dining room features brightly colored murals, including one near the bar depicting the late chef and food documentarian Anthony Bourdain hunched over a stool with a bowl of noodles. "We're funky. We're going to do what we want with the menu and have fun," Lawless said. "This place transforms you." Krill is located at 506 Ramsar Street in Durham, and their phone number is 984-257-3165. And we have run out of time for today's episode of Restaurant Reviews. Be sure to listen next time. We hope you've enjoyed it. I'm Ricky Gibbs, reading for the North Carolina Reading Service. The content of this program is intended for people who are blind and print impaired. Restaurant Reviews is available as a podcast at our website, ncreadingservice.org. If you have any comments or questions, please call 919-832-5138. Thank you for listening.